are some people that it's just too late for them. They're irredeemable. They're trash. Think about it. There are certain things you look at them and you ask yourself the question, can I fix this? Can I repair this? Can I use this? You know, you're going through your house, spring cleaning, and you say, is this something that has value? Can I sell this? Can I repair it? Can I recycle it? Can I fix it? You look at some things and you say, you know what? This is just junk. This is just trash. Throw it away. You know, there are people today that are simply trash. And our society has brainwashed us that that's not the case through the media, through fiction and Hollywood stories that tell us, hey, there's hope for everyone. You know, the old yin-yang symbol. There's a little bit of good in all evil and a little bit of evil in the good, right? Trying to mix, you know, that yin-yang symbol, that new age garbage, trying to blur the lines between white and black, right and wrong, good and evil, sweet and bitter, and trying to create a gray area. But, you know, just think about one of the most famous Hollywood movies of all time, Star Wars, right? Darth Vader's like wiping out entire planets. He's so evil, he'll just blow up an entire planet, kill billions of people. But I sense some good in him. Right? Think about it. I think I just murders everybody, blowing up entire solar system or whatever. And it's just like, oh, I sense good in you, Father. I sense good in you. And then in the end, he does the right thing. That's not real. That isn't real. That's not what really happens. You know, there are people that are just scum, they're trash, they're evil. You can't fix them. But people think, oh, we can fix everybody. They bring in all these dangerous people. They spend time with dangerous people. They get around the family with dangerous people because they think, oh, we got to redeem everyone. There are certain people that are just trash. They're reprobate. They're rejected. They're doomed. People who are trash tonight. This is a great verse. Look at Isaiah 26:10. Let favor be showed to the wicked. What does it mean to show favor? Be nice to him, right? Be nice. Do him a favor. Be kind. It says, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. What's this saying? You know, there are certain people, that's why they're going to be trashed before the millennium. Because even if they dwell in the land of uprightness, even if you put them in a perfect place where Christ is reigning and you have perfect laws and a perfect society and everything's great, they will do unjustly there. You can be nice to them. You can be kind to them. You can show them the love of God. You can show them the love of Christ. You can let favor be showed unto the wicked and he won't learn righteousness. Now look, there are a lot of people that are a jerk or rude, and if you're nice to them, you can fix them, right? You can overcome evil with good, amen? We had a neighbor that we had a problem with, and, you know, the temptation is there when your neighbors treat you bad, persecute you, do wrong to you, to want to retaliate, right? But, you know, the last thing you want to do is retaliate against your neighbors. You know, you don't want to make an enemy out of the neighbors. You don't want to have a Hatfield and McCoy thing going on. So, the temptation is there to retaliate, but you got to overcome evil with good. We had a neighbor, and, you know, we basically just baked some cookies, brought over some snacks, were kind unto them, a neighbor who had done us wrong. And you know what? From then on, the neighbor was really nice and treated us well, and we were able to fix it. You know, I had a guy at work that treated me like garbage, and one time he just chewed me out and laid into me for no reason. And I just took it. I didn't say anything back. I just took it from him. And then later that day, I bought him a soda. You know, $2 or whatever. That guy treated me so good the rest of the time I worked there. I mean, he treated everybody like dirt. But not me after that. Just that one thing of just letting him lay into me, not say anything back, and then just saying, here, I got myself a soda. I got you one too. And that guy felt so guilty about that then... You know, he was not. So look, I understand there are a lot of people who can be redeemed. They can be recycled. They can be saved. They can be repaired. They can be fixed. But you know what? There are some people that have no conscience. Nothing will make them feel guilty. Nothing will make them feel bad. Nothing will bring conviction. They have a heart like a stone. It's like adamant. And they're psychopaths. They're reprobates. They have no conscience. They have no scruples. They are trash. And it doesn't matter what environment you put them in. It doesn't matter what you say to them. It doesn't matter what you do for them. They don't care. They don't appreciate it. They don't love you. They never will. They don't love Christ. They never will. There are people out there that are trash. It's very clear in the Bible.